Blake and Eva Show, Coast 93.1. I got to blow through these first date ideas for Valentine's that aren't awkward because we got to get to Gene. Gene, do not hang up, please.
I won't.
Okay. Because Gene went on a first date on Valentine's many years ago, and there's a twist to this where they got divorced and you still live in the same house.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on, Gene. Okay. Don't hang up.
I won't.
Don't hang up. We got to dissect this one. Okay, so five first date ideas for Valentine's, they say, that won't be awkward. Because if you go to a sit-down restaurant, it's just the two of you, they're going to assume you're a couple.
Right.
And if it's your first date, it's just awkward,
right.
You know?
It's pressure.
So, and even like going to a bar, you know, then it's all the single people who are trying to hit on each other. And if you're having a date there, it's like, I don't know, that doesn't really fit in either. So here are the five ideas. Karaoke. Says you don't even need to sing. You can watch other people make fools of themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Go to a museum. It says that way you have the option to talk a lot, but it doesn't force it because there's other stuff to talk about.
Right.
That's good. That's good for a first date in general, actually. As long as you're interested in that stuff. If one of you hates museums, that's not the best idea. Comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And then you can also see if the sense of humor matches. The only problem is if it's a real raunchy comedian. And it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like once we...
Yeah, the other night. That would have been an awkward first date.
Yeah.
Number four, bowling or ice skating.
I like things that have, like, you're doing something, but there's time to talk to.
Yeah. And I think if it's something competitive, like bowling, Jean went bowling on her first Valentine's date. So we're going to talk to her in a second about why she still lives with the man she divorced.
Right.
Which I'm fascinated by. So let me hurry up and finish the list. Yeah. Well, bowling is good. And it also gives you an insight on how someone is with competition. You know, do they get frustrated? Do they do it for fun? Is there like a, no, I'm the guy, I have to win thing going? You know what I mean?
Cutthroat. You're going down.
Oh, Gene hung up.
Gene,
call back. She must have gotten disconnected.
Yeah, okay. She wouldn't have hung up.
And then the fifth one I like this is an arcade. And it says you could, you know, it's playful, competitive. It might remind you of childhood memories you can share. What? She's doing the stinky face. What? I think an arcade is great. You play a little Pac-Man, play a little pinball, have some drinks. Like go to Arcadia over there on whatever that street is, Preble or Chestnut or whichever.
Okay.
Come on. Why wouldn't that be a good date?
I don't know. It's like we're grown-ups.
So let's go bowling.
Or like a paint
night. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe a paint night would be a really good one,
That's something, again, you're busy, but you can still have time
to
talk.
You need it. The key is some activity, but also where there's opportunity to talk.
Not a movie. Yeah.
No, not a movie.
Especially with me.
No. That's a whole other conversation. Gene, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, thank God. Okay, now let's dissect this one, Gene. Now, Gene called us and she said, yeah, I went on a first date that was also on Valentine's Day. And it was a guy who you met at a bar and it wasn't really like, oh, it's Valentine's, let's go on a date. It was just like when the date happened to happen, right?
Right.
And you went bowling and you ended up dating for, did you get married?
Yeah.
And you were together
for probably 4 years and then we got married.
And then how long were you married?
11 years.
Okay, so you're together 15 years after a Valentine's Day first date.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's proof that this is not necessarily always an awkward thing. It sounds like it was a great first date. Now,
yeah, we had a good time.
I asked off the air, will you send him something for Valentine's Day? You know? And Jean goes, no, I just say hi to him in the hall.
Basically.
You live together?
Yeah.
How long have you been divorced?
8 years.
Eight years, and you still...
always lived together since the divorce?
Yes.
And you have a kid?
We do. She doesn't live at home anymore. She's 21.
She moved out.
Oh, yeah, she's gone.
So the kid moved out, but you still live with the... Is this... I mean, I don't want to be too... I don't want to... You know, be rude, but is it just
it's purely money, Blake?
I was going to say it's financial.
Yeah, I can't really afford to live on my own. He can't really afford to live on his own. Want me to throw in the big twist?
Oh God!
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, my boyfriend lives with us too.
Oh my God. Okay.
And has for probably 5 years.
So it's you, your ex-husband, and the boyfriend. The daughter has made the right move and gotten out of there.
So it's the three of you?
Yes.
Do you? How many bedrooms in the house?
Four.
Okay, so you have some space apart.
Oh yeah, he lives like in the back of the house. There's a bedroom off of the back of the house.
Okay,
that's where he basically lives.
Okay. Now the boyfriend, how long have you been together?
About 6 years.
6 years. So okay, and you got divorced 8 years ago.
Yep.
Stayed in the house. Yep. So 2 years divorced, and you're still living with the guy, and the boyfriend says, absolutely, I'll move in.
Well, the boyfriend, the place where he was living was kicking him out. They wanted to raise his rent, and he said, no, I don't think so. And they said, well, all right, bye.
Yeah, that's tough.
So he didn't really have any place else to go.
Right. So, well, that was probably, I'll come stay with you for a little while.
Right.
Six years. 5 years. Wow.
So are you one big happy family?
Sometimes.
They're one big family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like any family, it has, you know, moments of glee and moments of dysfunction.
Well, when your daughter comes to visit, she only has to visit one place. Oh, that's good.
What about holidays? Do the boyfriend and the ex-husband exchange gifts?
No.
Okay.
Do they?
The husband barely gives the kid gifts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and you guys still live together.
God bless you. I would send him to find a new roommate.
Yeah.
Well.
And now is he dating?
In the divorce, he got the house.
Right. So technically he's letting you stay.
Right.
Technically.
Oh. Yes.
But so, well, wait a minute.
At the beginning it was, I'll let you stay because I can't afford to live here on my own.
Right. Now, is he single, your ex who you live with?
He is now.
He is now.
A couple of women live with us on and off.
Did you like
wait,
them?
Wait, how many at a time?
Just one.
Okay.
One at a time.
I'm
know,
just checking.
Trust me.
I'm not sure if that back bedroom had a revolving door on it installed or something, you know?
Well.
No. Well, hey, you know what? If it works for you, then who are we to judge? We're just fascinated.
Yeah.
For now, it works.
For now, it works.
Well, for you now, it's like 6 years, so.
Right. Like at this point, it's almost like, why change it, you know? Especially if you can save a little money.
Right.
Yeah, and you got all your stuff.
If I had the money, I'd be gone.
You'd be gone, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem like it's that bad. It seems like somehow it's functioning.
More often than not, it functions.
Look at that.
There are moments where it doesn't, and I deal with it, and everybody gets in line.
I think Gene plays referee in the house almost all the time.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Walking around with a whistle and maybe a paddle. It's like the queen of the frat house or something.
Oh, dead that's definitely mother. True.
Yeah. Mr. Ex-husband, don't make me come after you with the paddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks to talk to you, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetie. You too.
Bye. Thanks.
Wow. See, I love, you know, we could do these stories and these surveys and all that. The best part of our show is when we get to talk to our listeners.
I know.
Fascinating.
Right.